Today is Wednesday, the 14th of January, in the first week of Ordinary Time. The community of Teze sings, O Lord, hear my prayer. As you begin this time of prayer today, imagine and rest under the gaze of love upon you from the Creator of the universe. Today's reading is from the first book of Samuel.
Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called, "Samuel, Samuel." And he said, "Here I am," and ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me?" But he said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. The Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again, a third time. And he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord.
Eli, the old holy man, has a new young assistant, Samuel. But it takes the wisdom of the old man to let the young man know that God is speaking directly to him. God speaks directly to each one of us. When have you felt that God was saying something to you? God has traditionally been seen as speaking in dreams, imagination, convictions, feelings, so many different ways, and not just as a booming voice from heaven. But when thoughts come to mind that bring life, enthusiasm, virtues, love, and goodness, can you recognize God speaking to you in these ways? Sometimes we may find it hard to believe, given the immensity of the universe, that any creator of such unimaginable vastness could be interested in relatively insignificant us. But as you hear the story again, you might like to reflect on the fact that showing interest in a single individual is exactly what God does here.
Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel again, a third time. And he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore, Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening." As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord.
It might be a good time now, in the quiet of your heart, to speak those words of Samuel. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. Then don't force any answer. Be still and wait for a reply. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.